Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, everybody. I just got a text. You going to work out today?
Yeah.
Two.
Been waiting. 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Cool.
Go from 3 to 2. Amy, you want to work out with us?
Oh, Amy, please.
Oh, I have a meeting.
Did you just make that up?
Amy.
No, I have a meeting.
Come on.
Okay. I will probably, I've seen how you train, and it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
That's
y'all
true.
Go hard.
Yeah, we just,
true.
Like, that's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, like,
training, man.
You guys want to play Bobby Feud? I got one for the post show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got money?
Go for it.
I have the top 10 rappers of all time.
Oh, I can't play the music, FYI.
You can't play what music? Family Feud music?
Mm-hmm.
Any even game show music?
I think it's copyrighted. I don't know.
We have to go quiet? All right. That's fine. I don't. I literally don't care. All right. Give me...
Oh, boy.
Let's do the dice.
I might run this one.
You think so? Top 10 of all time. Do you have the dice, Mike, or do I? It's only three of you playing, right? I screwed up the other day on one of these dice games. Go ahead, roll that.
Zero.
That'd be 10. Let's not do zero.
Eight.
3, 6. Lunchbox is first.
Yep.
Up for grabs. If you win...
$200.
Nah. I'm going to do two. It's post-show.
What, post-show? People count, man.
But if you win... You get to choose a door,
okay.
And one of the doors will have money behind it. Okay? There you go. All right, ready to go. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. You ready?
Top 10 rappers of all time, go.
Biggie.
Show me the Notorious B.I.G. Number one answer.
Number one?
Yeah, who would you? Oh, wait, don't. Never mind. Number one answer. Go ahead. Lunchbox.
Tupac.
Show me Tupac. Number two answer.
So Eminem.
He may run.
Number three, he won't. Number three answer.
Jay-Z.
Number six answer.
Post Malone.
Interesting.
Lunchbox with 12 points in the first round. So we're looking for the top 10 rappers of all time by ranker, which anybody can go and rank it. It's mass audience. Eddie.
We ready?
Yeah.
I'm about to run it.
Go.
Snoop.
Show me Snoop. Number 10 answer has 10 points. Go ahead.
Kanye.
Show me Kanye West. Number 4 answer.
Dre.
Who?
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. Okay. Number 8 answer.
Let's add a K to that. Drake.
Drake.
All right.
I should have waited on that one.
Eddie with 22. Amy.
Should have waited. Dang it.
Well, everything I had written down has been said.
Let's go with a little. Oh,
if you God. If you were to get these three, you would win. 16. No, you wouldn't. You only have 21 points.
I almost gave that up.
You have to wait till it's almost like you're in a weird spot. You have to wait for double, but I would try to get at least one or two of them.
Right. Okay. Let me see here.
I'd still try to get at least one.
Okay. I don't know if I should go like current or...
Top 10 rappers of all time.
Of all time. Okay. Is Travis Scott a rapper?
What kind of question is that?
Don't even... Don't.
I don't know. I just know... I don't really know his music, but... Travis Scott.
That was good.
Well,
Now we're to double points.
Y'all took literally every other rapper I know.
No, there's more.
Lunchbox, there are three left. Double points now. You are 10 behind, but
I know.
If you just get one of them, you're at least tied.
Thank you.
Go.
Nas.
Show me Nas. Ooh. Eddie?
Give me Ice Cube.
Show me Ice Cube.
Really?
Number nine is Ice Cube. That's worth 18 points.
You're about to say something.
No, lippy. I'm not challenging
you're
it.
You're about to say something lippy because I can tell when you do.
No, I have something. No.
You have something what? It's not your turn.
Amy, it's post show. You can be lippy. It doesn't matter.
I'll ban you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ice Cube. Yeah, correct. Eddie, go ahead.
Lil Wayne.
Oh, Weezy. Y'all.
Wow.
Why? Dang, we just saw him in Vegas. Points.
I know.
Go ahead.
And then I don't know about this one, but I'll just guess. LL Cool J.
Solid guess.
Mama said knock you out.
Not it. Amy?
Okay, this was my question that I was going to say. When Eddie said Ice Cube, is that the same thing as Ice T?
No, they're two different
Travis
people.
Travis Scott a rapper?
No, don't say anything.
Oh.
I saw Travis Scott in Vegas, too. Yeah. He's pretty hardcore. I just didn't know.
They're not the same person.
They're not the same person.
I know, but I didn't know if there was a one. Is Ice T?
I drink it. I like sweet.
Ice tea.
I like sweet iced tea.
That's who I'm saying. Dang it. Missy Elliott.
Hey, we're still playing.
All right, triple points, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's one left, right?
Yeah.
Dang. So it's between two people, man.
You can talk it out because it doesn't matter if you don't get it.
Eddie's going to win no matter what.
Go ahead.
Golly.
Who are the two you think it has to be?
It could. I mean, if you want to throw a female in there, they could say Nicki Minaj. But I'm going to go with one that give me love. Diddy.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, duh. One,
dude. Diddy.
Dude, good answer.
Rappers ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, show me Diddy.
What?
Oh.
I thought that was great.
Same.
No, Diddy's not. I was surprised Dr. Dre was on it because Dr. Dre's not really known for rapping.
Still.
More for being a producer, but does rap. But yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Still living the streets.
Eddie, you want to go ahead?
Oh, man, I got two left.
Okay, you say them.
I got either Busta Rhymes because he was awesome. He was like awesome. And then Luda. Could it be Luda? So I love Busta, but I think that's a personal favorite. So I'm going to go Ludacris.
Show me Ludacris. Show me Busta Rhymes.
Busta one in there? Alright. Oh, okay, I got another one, dude. I got one.
My turn?
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Boom assistant.
Good to see no women made the top 10.
DMX.
Chance the Rapper.
Kendrick.
Give us a hint.
Okay, but hold on. You said no one.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, Kendrick. I was going to say, who wins
Grammy?
Kendrick.
They're not voting and putting people in. This is literally just people picking their one or two, and then
I know.
All that left.
I was just mad because
Busta's better than Kendrick, man.
You're out of your mind.
I just wanted to get one right.
Busta Rhymes is awesome, dude.
He is extremely fast.
Wait a second. I love it.
Kendrick does like art, though. You don't have to like it to understand that he's doing like next level stuff and experimenting. But Busta,
my son likes Kendrick.
He does go hard. Okay, well, who won?
I did, man. Oh, I did. Oh, wait, let's go. Hold on,
don't pick a door yet.
I haven't.
Now, you can go door 1, 2, and 3, and if you win that one, you get $20. You can go door 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you win that one, you win $50.
Interesting. No, I want five. I want five doors.
Okay, hold on. Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
No, he doesn't.
The chances are a little worse if you do 1 through 5, but it's more money.
Yeah, go for the more money.
No, I understand that.
Okay, so hold on 1 second.
Yeah. I mean, guys, that's $30 more dollars.
But it's also...
Yeah, it's more than 100%.
Two more doors.
Also 40 more percent.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, hold on.
Ooh, I can see your lips moving.
Couldn't see it.
I can.
Okay, did you hear me
just
right?
The way your jaw was moving.
All right, which door would you like to not open?
I would not like to open door number one.
Now, this door, if it opens and goes, that's what you want, because you don't want to open a bad door for you. So show me door number one. Good.
That's what I wanted.
That behind that door, no good.
Don't want to open that one. Even though we just opened it. Another one that I don't want, Bones? I don't want door number five.
Let's come back to that one. Thank you for saying that. Pick another one.
I hate it when he does this. Well, let me write that one down so I don't forget it. I still don't want five because I don't want to fall for your tricks. I don't want door number two either.
Okay, show me what's behind door number two. Good job.
I mean, I kicked that door open. It didn't even squeak. Oh, there it is. All right, what else do I want? What am I doing here?
You have three and four left. Which one do you not want?
Three and four. I don't want door number four.
Okay, let's open it up.
Come on!
So it looks like you have chosen door number three.
Correct.
Do you feel good about that?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's weird that you picked door number five, though, to circle back on, because that was just random.
Why would you think that was weird?
Because either you're trying to help me or you're trying to throw me off.
That would be the only two options that
correct.
I would be doing.
Because I first thought, like, oh, he's helping me here. He wants drama for this thing. He wants to play it out a little bit. So he's going to hold door number five because he wants me to think that it's door number five.
How do you feel about that door number three?
I'm not. Oh, three? I picked three from the beginning.
So that's your gut. You're sticking to it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt.
Are you sure?
100% for 50. Oh, 50. Five and five. I didn't think about that.
What if he was to offer you an extra $10 to change to five?
I'm not. No, you're not part of the offering money.
Yeah? Yeah, Lunch?
Yeah, well, no. What? No, I'm just saying.
Hey, will you put up the extra 10?
You feel pretty confident in number three.
It's one of those things, man. When you go into it, you're like, I already know what I want.
I like that. And don't second guess if there's no reason to second guess.
See, why are you saying that? Amy, why does he do this?
I don't know. It's just like it's a specialty, I think.
Amy, you've played these games for many, many years. What's the pattern,
there
though?
There isn't one, because that's the point. He's not going to keep a pattern. He's going to constantly change it up so you don't catch on to a pattern.
Unless there's a pattern that you just haven't caught on to
yet.
That's
the pattern. I mean,
that there's no
that
pattern?
That is the pattern.
Okay, Eddie. Looks like you've chosen door number three.
I have.
Are you? Last chance.
Last chance you. Give me door number three.
Okay. Would you please open door number three?
Come on. No! You were helping me!
It's door number five.
No! Amy!
What?
See? What did she do?
Well, because I asked her.
You asked me why I didn't... What? I didn't even give you advice.
Eddie, I tried to give you a hint by $10 more.
Did you think it was five?
Yep.
For real?
Oh, when God. He said circle back, man.
Okay. Eddie, I'm sorry you did not win any money.
I won the game, but I mean, yeah, no money.
Yeah. Damn. Well, let's do a little mid-roll here. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. All right, thank you. Let's see. Lunchbox, speaking of money, thinks Morgan needs her money back.
Dang.
From, was it? No, it was Eddie who thinks
me.
That.
Morgan needs a refund.
Because of her nose?
Yes. So she went to like a, what did you go to?
Oh, yeah, I went to the lymphatic massage to get
her COVID fixed. Yeah.
And you paid money for that.
Because she hasn't been able to smell for years.
Correct. And then the other day she was eating broccoli and everyone in the building was like, what? Who farted? What is that smell? And Morgan was like, I don't smell anything.
I thought Eddie was walking by farting and then leaving the room. And the whole time it was the broccoli and she didn't smell it at all.
And she was eating it. It was right under her
nose.
Well,
you're not saying you're back.
100%. No, it definitely did help me get sense of smell back that I had not had in
years. I don't think so. Because that's
not
like,
that one.
That smelled like a fart in the whole building.
So is it still coming back, your smell?
Yeah, it's just like coming in waves. Like there's definitely, I'm smelling more things than I ever have, and I'm getting more environment smell than I ever have. But like there's still certain things that will come up and it's just gone.
Do you ever remember, oh, that's what that smelled like? Or like it's the first time you've smelled something in a while that's that, and you're like, oh my God, I haven't smelled cedar in years.
Yeah, and that's why when everybody was like freaking out about the broccoli, I was like, it smells like what? I don't remember that. I don't remember broccoli smelling bad. So I still, there are some smells that I can't remember, but yes, like I did make cookies the other day and hot chocolate and the smell of that I finally got and it was the aroma in the room and I got really excited.
Do you still feel like it's getting better?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
You're
I mean,
still
I need
going
to
go to this lady.
Yeah. So I've done two with her and I have another third one coming up. So I'm going to keep trying
it for
a little
bit. I guess any smell is, if you can get anything back, it's good.
It's better than nothing because before I didn't have anything.
So you don't think you need a refund?
I don't think I need a refund.
And I guess it's good that she's not smelling farts. I mean, if there's a smell I can without smelling,
it's
that.
That's a blessing.
So broccoli does smell bad, huh?
That broccoli smelled terrible.
I don't think broccoli smells bad generally, but...
You must have rotten broccoli.
It was raw broccoli.
Oh, was it safe to consume?
Are you sure you weren't just farting?
If raw broccoli is smelling that way, it might be bad.
Abby came in from the parking garage and she was like, oh my gosh, what is that smell? We had guests in here and they were like,
smelling through the walls out into the parking garage?
It was just like in a pack of raw vegetables.
I guess you didn't get sick, so.
I do want to talk about your feet, Morgan.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned, and we didn't get into it, but you mentioned about how your feet are up on a celebrity feet website.
Yeah, they are.
And somebody making money off your feet?
I think so. Because celebrityfeet.com is something where like people can sell pictures of feet.
But how did they get your feet?
I'm assuming they pulled it from my social media. Like sometimes you just post something, you're not thinking about it, right? And I just post like a full body picture and I'm barefoot.
So you get free feet.
Yeah, I did. This was before I realized.
Never get free feet.
Feet were like a hot commodity. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how they got it.
What are you texting over there, Amy?
I'm looking up celebrity feet.
You're going to get that all year in your... Algorithm.
Yeah, algorithm. Yeah, be careful with that.
Oh, Amy Brown's feet. Okay.
Click on that.
You looked yourself up?
That can't be me.
Never get free feet.
That is not me.
Well, you know your feet.
Oh, why did I just... Oh.
That's your feet?
No. These websites are not safe. I
no,
just
that's why I tell my kids.
You think celebrityfeet.com is going to be a safe website?
Well, this is WikiFeet. I don't know. I just Googled it, and then I scrolled, and I scrolled upon something not safe. My eyes.
What was it?
A penis. Why?
On a regular website?
I don't want to see
well,
that.
Well, get off of there. Why are you still on there?
Did you go to wikipenis.com?
No.
What do you think is going to be on wikipenis.com?
Amy, quit scrolling. She's scrolling for more now.
I'm not going to.
Why are you zooming in?
Bones, what do they call that?
Why are you screenshotting?
I'm not screenshotting. What's happening?
What do they call that? Target marketing?
Yeah, they know she likes it and wants it. Right. So they give it to her. It's like the same way I get like running shoes.
I get a lot of music stuff.
Right. Amy gets a lot of girls.
Amy gets,
no.
Amy gets wieners.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's just TikTok.
Yeah.
It won't get off my algorithm.
Why are you still staring at your phone?
I'm trying to figure this out.
Your mouth's open.
Because I'm like, I just wasn't expecting to scroll and see that. Well,
why is your mouth watering?
It's not. Trust me.
Can someone get her a napkin? Drooling.
Okay.
Former MMA fighter was almost taken out by a guy who tried to stab him, but his training kicked in and he took the assailant down. I want to play you a clip. This is there's some news audio to this.
That's when Marrero grabbed a different large knife, this one about a foot long, and then rushes at Baez, who quickly overpowers him, lifts him up, and slams him to the ground.
You train so many times, it becomes just a reflex. I was able to hold him down with my knee and call the cops, and he woke up and the cops came. It was good. Easy peasy.
That's my luck. I finally decided to stab somebody, and the guy stabs an MMA fighter.
Dude, it was an awesome slam, too. Yeah, freaking whack right on the parking lot ground.
Just look at his ears before you start a fight.
Yeah, if you see cauliflower,
stay away.
Run.
Man, I watch so much UFC. You're going to laugh at me, but I watch so much UFC that I think I know how to choke someone out.
You don't.
I think I do.
I watch so much TV, I think I can do CPR, but it's the same thing.
Correct.
But the problem is, CPR person's not fighting me back. It's not going to hurt.
Right. But I feel like the whole legs, how the legs wrap around and the arm, and then what you do with the other arm, I feel like I know the moves based on watching it every Saturday.
Right, but even if I have equal opportunity to beat you up, you think you can still pull those off on me?
I think I can put you in a guillotine. What do you think, Lunch?
No chance.
Okay, I can put you in a guillotine.
No chance.
Right now.
Well, okay. Lunchbox has his arms.
Right.
Yeah, but he's in.
All I got to do is put the, like, a arm over
your
shoulder.
All you have to do is not easy.
Yeah.
Or they would be doing all you have to do to each other all the time.
What do you mean, dude? Yeah.
I think I'm a bit stronger than you.
Sure.
Not a whole lot.
But it takes one punch in UFC.
But I can also one punch you before you even get the chance to guillotine me.
That's true. But you ever...
That's your argument? That's true?
Well, you're right about that, but I think I can tackle you before you can get that punch in.
You can if I know you're going to come at me. Why can I not tackle you then?
I have a move you've never seen.
That's true. You got me. Dang it.
But as you're trying to tackle, the knee to the face is not going to feel very good.
That's another one. You got to watch out for that.
That hidden move. Dang it. A homeowner in Wisconsin was cited after he staged an elaborate Halloween prank to scare his daughter and some friends. They had another family member dressed up as a clown to pretend to break into the house. The cops got involved when the girl called 911.
No.
Here is audio of the 911 call and then a parent getting on the phone to apologize.
There's a clown inside, like an actual clown inside the house right now.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Is there anybody else in the inside with him?
My friend's parents.
Okay.
Just get here as fast as you can, please.
We're okay. We're playing a joke. Sorry they called you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they called 911.
Well, I didn't know my daughter had a friend on the phone. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's also a really good
That's a good
joke.
Prank, though.
If she called 911, like, you did a great job.
She was so scared.
That's embarrassing. I saw on Netflix, we almost watched Sly last night.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Sylvester Stallone.
I watched it. It's good. I mean...
Oh, if it's not real good, then...
It's not real good.
I was going to have to talk Caitlin into watching it, and then I feel extra pressure as it's on.
What do you know about Sylvester Stallone?
I know he wrote Rocky.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how he got to start.
It's kind of all it does. Mm-hmm. Talks a lot about Rocky. There's a little bit about his upbringing and kind of how he got to Hollywood and all that, but not a lot on that. But then it's mostly how he... decided to write Rocky, why he wrote Rocky, and then why he wrote Rocky 2, and then next thing you know, it's Rocky 6, like, all that. There's a lot of Rocky. And then I saw an article about how they talked about his son. I guess his son died back in, like, 2000, I don't know, something. Son died, and I read an article where, like, he finally reveals, like, talks about that. Never really talks about that. So
In the show?
Not really. Just talks about not being around his family much because he was so busy, but that's it.
Like clickbait?
Yeah.
Ray had an idea for a clickbait game. Now, or was that a rejected segment? It was rejected. Did we even reject it for rejected segments?
No.
Can we play it?
Rejected.
So it didn't even, I didn't even put in rejected segments.
Oh. Wow.
Because you're hurting his feelings.
No, I don't know that it was Ray, because we go through all these segments and Mike and
but
I just
But it started out with Ray had a good idea. And then it was rejected segments.
No.
I don't think I said rejected.
But yeah. It was a good idea.
So we get all these segments, and Mike and I were pouring through them last night to do rejected segments coming up once a month. We do it. And some of them are, I don't even put them in rejected segments because they're just like.
They're bad?
It's not, because if they're so bad, I'll put them in. They're just kind of like, You're just writing something down so you can put words down and push send.
We've all been
what
there.
What is it?
Yeah. And this was not a bad idea. It actually wasn't a bad idea. But the clickbait, and clickbait Ray makes me think of this. So this was Ray's bit that we did not put her, maybe I didn't put her in because I thought it might be a good idea to bring back. Because sometimes we'll pour through these bits and I'll be like, that's a good bit. I was not just in a good place or in a good mood or spirit or understand it at that time.
That helps.
I think you've already hurt his feelings.
Okay.
No. Here we go. Raymundo, this is what he sent. I think we need to make a very important purchase for the studio. We have the pillory, so this kind of goes along the lines of that as some form of punishment. Hear me out. We get a dunce cap on Amazon. If someone brings a clickbait story, we put the clickbait crown on you, and you have to wear it for the whole show. This is punishment for just having a crappy, semi-made-up story that was straight clickbait, and you didn't read it. If the show votes it was horrible, then that's the clickbait crown, and you wear it. Eddie's saying he had women's panties in his car. And it was his kid's football headband was an example of a clickbait story.
Oh, for sure.
It wasn't my kid's thing.
Because no objective person thought those were women's underwear.
No way.
Did you all see them?
Yeah, we did.
They look like panties.
No.
They had one hole.
That is not a good example of clickbait.
Yeah.
100%.
Eddie, when you said just putting down words, Eddie's like, we've all been there. It's like, yeah.
Have you ever been there, Amy?
We all have.
That's what I said.
Right, but you're denying it in the very moment that it was so obvious. There's no way that you thought that it was a women's underwear.
Yeah, 0%
unless that's
chance.
What your wife wears and that's all
and
you see.
And she puts two legs through one hole, then that's the only way your wife could wear that
right.
underwear.
Right, it wasn't even underwear.
It's not a bad idea.
Thank you. Here's the deal.
Not you, Ray's bit. That's why I didn't put in rejected segments.
Gotcha. But you know what, though?
But what's a dun hat?
A dunce cap?
Yeah, a dunce cap.
It's like a triangle.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a cone?
It's old school, yeah.
Here's the problem. Ray's going to be wearing that all the time. Because Ray's the king. Ray is clickbait Ray.
He is clickbait Ray, but will it make him not be clickbait Ray if he's got to wear the clickbait hat?
Oh.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, okay. It's just good for everybody to step up their game then. You don't want to be caught with that dunce cap.
But I will. You can't. Sometimes you have to create that clickbait so you can even get seen.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like a good tease.
Yeah,
it's a good tease.
There's also, but if right? you're not teasing, if you're lying, if you're lying, acting like you didn't know what it was.
Not lying. I did not lie about the panties, dude.
You did.
I really thought.
If it really would have been that story and it turns out to be your kid's headband.
It wasn't my kid's headband.
Stop. And we go, okay, cool.
Wow.
That's crazy. But we feel like you knew the whole time.
I didn't.
You want to know why you know it wasn't true? Because there's no way if he found panties in his car, he's going to bring them on the air and be like, oh my God, I found panties. Let my wife hear this segment. No chance.
Valid point.
Hey. That shut him up real quick.
I thought they were panties.
We don't really think you thought they were panties.
But I did.
Say again what it was because I already forgot.
It was a fun bit. I liked it.
I don't know. What was it?
But it was just like a
face mask.
You were faking us out too. If you just want to fake the listeners out, that's fine. Ha ha. Bit. But you faked us out too by you acting like you're just a lie.
It's going to be tricky because sometimes we do create clickbait to get a good bit
that's
on the air.
That's a tease. But you were trying to fool us.
Like I did one the other day with like a A-list celebrity followed me.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of clickbait.
No, that was a tease because it was Jelly Roll.
Right.
That's true.
That's not clickbait.
But that's not clickbait?
No, because there was some substance to it.
It's real.
Okay.
It's not clickbait if it's real because if you click on it, it's real. Then it's not. Yeah. Whatever.
We'll reject Sims next week. Ray, how long has this been? I got to pee like crazy.
26.
Good for you. That means you've had water.
Okay. I got to pee.
What?
Amy is dehydrated.
I am.
And she has
a headache, and I just put electrolytes in.
Where'd you get that box of water? That's what we have.
Well, this is the one you gave me yesterday, and I still hadn't drank it.
Okay. You might be dehydrated then. No water since yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish the post show, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
We're finishing the post show?
It's been real, man.
Why is that weird?
You mean right now?
Yeah, I have to pee.
Oh, gotcha.
That was clickbait.
I didn't understand what you meant.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you meant like, all right, well, let's finish the post show.
No, we're done.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
Is Eddie okay?
Is he falling asleep?
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.